Welcome back, you beautiful people, to another episode of Sirhan Soundtracks. In this one, we're going to talk about all the things that I know about how not to build a team. The biggest mistakes that most people make when building their teams, when building their companies, and when you are growing and building your business, it is so important to be hiring people, but hiring people with a purpose. Now, I just launched my own real estate company, 12 years in the making, and I did it totally out of the blue. I think a lot of people were surprised, at least I hope, and I wouldn't have been able to do it without a team of people I hired with a purpose. I hope you get a huge amount of value from this. If you do, let me know on Twitter, Instagram, email. You know where to reach me. I want to know how this helped you. Ready, set, go.
But if you concentrate on having a business that's built on getting as much business as you can and then figuring out how to control the chaos so that when those balls do fall, which they will, you have other in the air at the same time. And the title of the book initially was Balls Up, and that's how I sold it in a bidding war to 7 publishers. And then my publisher had me in for a meeting and they were like, we have to talk about something. I was like, what do you want to talk about? They're like, well, your title. And I'm like, I know, it's great, right? It's really catchy and it'll stand out on bookshelves. Like, no, now's not the right time for this. And so we changed it to the title of the show. And that's why I wanted to write it. And it took a year. It took 10 years, really, of putting all, because it's all just deal stories and things that I've learned over the last 10 years and then kind of flushed out so it can make sense in a book form. It took 12 months. Like, the goal is to sell as much as possible. And however you can do that, you should do that. Like, there are certain real estate agents who don't work well with other people and they have to do it by themselves or with like one assistant. For me, I really like molding people and kind of being little me's running around. That's the only way I can be in 1,000 places at once. And so I started to grow a team in order to get into the next price point, right? So like when I was renting apartments, when I first started, my average deal for the first couple of years was $2,000 a month in and around Koreatown, because that's where I lived. And I would rent apartments to like 3 roommates with a guarantor from Westchester. And it was typically someone's dad. And those were the deals that I did. And I would take 1 month commission and I would take 50% of that because that was a split with the house. And so if I rented an apartment, it'd be $1,000 in my pocket. And that was crazy. So I wanted to then get into the $2,500 a month category and $3,000. But success begets success. And the only way you can climb up that price category is by letting other people know that you are in that price category and that you've done deals there, because people want to know, like, well, have you ever done anything in this price point? So once I got a $3,000 a month client, I now only do $3,000 a month deals, and that's what I tell people. That is my thing, $3,000 and above. Everyone that comes in below, I'm not saying no to, but now I've got Yolanda, right? Yolanda's gonna help me with those. And then once she gets too busy, then I've got Bill. And then now by then I'm at the $5,000 a month, and then 6 and 7. And then I got into sales because one rental client wanted me to sell their little co-op at 3 Hanover Square for $399,000. And then I did that, and now boom, I do sales. Everything else below that, I now have 4 people on my team running around because I'm still pushing as much business as I can, but I want to do sales and everything above that and then started building from that. Like, the biggest mistake people make when creating teams is they think they just need people, which just doesn't make any sense. Like, last thing you need is a bunch of people who just turn lights on and then ask you where business is and then get upset and angry and don't show up. And that's what will happen if you just get people. So I had people with a purpose and then just added as I needed. And then I have 5 assistants who are there to help with admin support and office management. So everything goes according to plan, especially like when I'm in San Francisco for 3 hours, hanging out, talking about a book.
Francisco. That's what that guy was singing out there with his guitar.
Oh.
It was like there's a guy out there with a the guitar. The only song he knew was some song where he just said San Francisco over and over and over again. San Francisco. San Francisco. It's not happening right now. You're amazing. We love you. Thank you for buying so many books. Completely crazy. They're in the book there. And now we have to go on to LA. We'll be back soon. I think. Is this your first time ever on Seesaw? You didn't do this when you were a little kid? This is heavy duty. Oh God! That's where the books are. I was looking for them. Hello.
But I use, like, visualizations are really important to me, and I use, like, two images that I think about almost once a day, actually. One is the summer of 2008 when I ran out of money and sitting on the subway on 59th Street, like, with tears in my eyes because I didn't know how I was going to pay for rent. And it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like I had nowhere to go. I could always move home. Right? But that to me seemed like failing and quitting. Like I can't move in with my parents again. That would just suck. Like I have to make this work on my own. And that's like my wall. That's that moment I run from every day. The other thing is this, actually, hold on. So there's an app. Everyone should download this app. Everyone should download an app called, I got it, called Faces app. So if you haven't read the book yet, the page 214 is this photo of me at 80 years old. Right? And you can, if you, the app does this to your face, it's pretty wild. Yeah, 214. And I printed it out and I put it next to my computer screen because I work for that guy. Wow. Like that guy is who I work for every single day. The person I was 10 years ago keeps me grounded and keeps me humble because holy shit, it could always be worse. But like I have to work as hard as I do and I have to change up things as much as I do because before I know it, I will be that guy. And I don't want him to be pissed off at me. Because like I'm sitting here with you now, like a second ago was 10 years ago. And, like I never would have imagined that I would have been here now. And so I'm thankful for all the things we've done over the last 10 years. And now I just have to keep it going and keep it going and keep it going. Anybody can be a good salesperson, even as just a side hustle, just to make a little bit of extra cash. Like put an extra $1,000 in your pocket a month. That you can do a lot with that, right? And it can grow. But you know, the why question for me, it's a lot like mountain climbers. Like you ask a mountain climber, like, why do you have to climb that? That looks terrible. Why would you do that? And their answer is always because it's there, you know? And for me, I think I feel the same thing. Like I have that same bug. Like I wake up every single day and it's because the day is there, I have to climb it.